Wait, what? Amazon destroys millions of products each year? It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 22nd day of June. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news headlines, an Atlanta IKEA store is in hot water. Think menu. Abigail Disney is back throwing shade on billionaires again. We've got more on the Ford Lightning. So what really is in that Subway tuna sandwich? We don't know. We've got the Wall Street Report and Bumble employees get a paid week off and why. For the interview, you'll meet John Danielson, who is the U.S. representative for the family-owned business AgriParts of Italy. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, we are on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this story is pretty shocking. Business Insider is reporting that an Amazon warehouse destroys 130,000 products each week, including MacBooks, COVID-19 masks, and TVs, some brand new and unused. British news outlet ITV went undercover to record what is happening at a Scottish Amazon warehouse, and the footage showed laptops, TVs, jewelry, headphones, books, and face masks being loaded into crates marked destroy. An anonymous former Amazon employee told ITV workers at the warehouse that they were given weekly targets of some 130,000 items to destroy. All this was corroborated by an internal memo viewed by ITV, which showed during one week in April, 124,000 items were marked destroy. So if you figure it out, if 130,000 is a weekly average, that would translate to more than 6 million products marked for destroy every year. In 2019, undercover reporters in France found Amazon destroyed over 3 million products in one year. ITV filmed the boxes of products marked destroy being loaded onto trucks and driven to recycling centers as well as a landfill site. In a statement to Insider, the Amazon spokesman said the landfill site mentioned by ITV was also a recycling center. CBS News is reporting that a menu that the manager of an IKEA store in Atlanta says was meant to honor Juneteenth instead angered black employees who called it insensitive. Many didn't show up for work on Saturday, which was Juneteenth, and some even thought about quitting. The manager, by the way, is apologizing. So what's going on? Well, the menu included items such as fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese, and collard greens. Employees called that racially insensitive and ignorant and said that members of management need to do more to educate themselves on black culture moving forward. Employees said 33 people called out from work, which sparked an internal email response from the store manager on Saturday. It said in part, quote, "I truly apologize if the menu came off as subjective. It was created with the best intentions by a few of our coworkers who believed they were representing their culture and tradition with these foods of celebration," end quote. However, and there is a big however, employees said the decisions behind the creation of the menu should have included voices of color first. It appears none of the coworkers who sat down to create the menu were, you guessed it, black. Well, she's back with strong words about the wealthy in America. Abigail Disney has a lot to criticize about American billionaires, especially when they inherit a pile of cash and avoid paying income tax. She might know something about that. She's the daughter of Roy Disney, the brother of Walt, and she inherited a ton of cash from her late father. CNN is reporting that how wealthy families ignore their tax obligations at every turn is nothing new to Abigail Disney. She said, quote, "The fact is that people are sitting on their rear ends, on their couches, earning and not paying taxes on money, while people are going out every day to a job and working their butts off just to make ends meet. And that just seems like an upside-down structure," end quote, from Abigail Disney. Disney first shared her thoughts in an op-ed in The Atlantic in response to a ProPublica report from earlier this month that revealed some American billionaires, including Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk, pay minimal income tax compared to most Americans despite their immense wealth. A member of Patriotic Millionaires, that's an organization of American millionaires who want wealthy people to pay more in taxes, the heiress has been outspoken on executives' pay as well. You know, in recent months, global auto manufacturers have released plans to electrify their vehicle fleets by 2030 or 2035, setting up a race to see who can most quickly shift entirely away from producing vehicles powered by gasoline. While we all know, and Market Watch is reporting, of course, that Ford unveiled the Lightning, a battery-powered version of its F-150 pickup, joining other automakers in the electric truck segment. The F-150 Lightning undercuts several rivals with a price starting around $40,000. And that price point may be the key that jumpstarts America's love for electric vehicles, especially when you factor in the government rebate of $7,500, bringing the base price down to a reasonable number. The Lightning has a battery large enough to travel more than 200 miles per charge, and if you pay a little more, customers can get over 300 miles. An electric motor on each axle provides faster acceleration than gas-powered models and enough torque to tow 10,000 pounds. Also, in a unique feature, the truck's battery pack can be configured to produce 9.6 kilowatts of power. That's enough to run an average home for 3 days during an outage. The Lightning also has 11 outlets that enable it to double as a worksite power station for charging tools and gear. All of this, and the Ford F-150 Lightning has one other advantage over all the other brands. What is it? Well, it looks like a Ford F-150, not some futuristic design, but something familiar with consumers who have made the F-150 the best-selling truck for 40 years. So yeah, there's that too. As if Subway needed any more bad press. The Guardian is reporting that a lab test commissioned by the New York Times failed to identify any tuna DNA in a series of Subway tuna sandwiches. A reporter acquired more than 60 inches worth of Subway tuna sandwiches from three Los Angeles storefronts, then engaged a specialized fish testing lab. Researchers were unable to pinpoint a species. A lab spokesperson told The Times, quote, "Well, there are two conclusions. One, it's so heavily processed that whatever we could pull out, we couldn't make an identification. Or two, we got some and there's just no tuna there," end quote. In February, when Inside Edition ran a similar test based on samples from New York, a Florida-based lab, Applied Food Technologies, did confirm the presence of tuna. Subway, which has more than 22,000 storefronts across the U.S., has been dogged by legal action, including a class action complaint that said its $5 foot-long sandwiches were, in fact, only 11 to 11 and a half inches long. Subway has fiercely defended the integrity of its tuna supply. Earlier this year, it touted its 100% real wild-caught tuna on its website and offered a 15% discount on foot-long tuna subs under the promo code ITSREAL. What else is real? How about what happened today on Wall Street? Big tech came roaring back today and pushed the NASDAQ to a record high closing as Amazon, Microsoft, and other top-shelf tech companies moved the NASDAQ up by 111 points, closing at a new record of 14,253. Amazon says it had over $5.6 billion in online sales during the first day of Prime Day, which helped their stock rally by more than 1% on the day. Meanwhile, the Dow gained 68 points, well off the mark from yesterday's record gain of over 530 points, and the Dow closed the session today at 33,945. The S&P 500 finished the trade up by 21 points to end the day at 4246. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified at a congressional hearing that the central bank continues to encourage a broad and inclusive recovery of the job market and will not raise interest rates too quickly based only on the fear of inflation. And finally, there is this. Dating app Bumble has shut all of its offices worldwide this week in order to combat workplace stress and burnout among its employees. More than 700 staff have been given a fully paid one-week holiday. Bumble CEO Whitney Wolf Herd did so when she heard constant input of workers being tired and frustrated. Bumble, a dating app where women make the first move, saw a 30% spike in paid users in the first 3 months of 2021. Wolf Herd became the youngest woman to take her company public when she debuted the app on the U.S. stock market in February of this year. Bumble stock, by the way, closed up by $1.19 to $54.41 a share today. All right, stay with us because just a click away is the business story of AgriParts. It's a family-owned company based in Italy in a town known for building Lamborghinis and Ferraris. John Danielson of Wisconsin is the U.S. rep, and we're talking international business and business growth. Just a click away.